School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson, and welcome to a public edition of the morning announcements, the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. How was your holiday? Mine was phenomenal. I did what many people do. I did the Christmas tour. I got up, did the church thing, went over, did the parent thing, spent some time with my dad, watched the Lakers game, and then met up with some friends and got an egg cooker. That's exciting. Yeah, there you go. You know, you always get that one gift that's kind of useful, but not quite as exciting as a digital camcorder or something like that. In the show today, we are going to be answering the question, kind of, hey, what makes a good podcast? I keep getting that question over and over. What makes a good podcast? And to answer that, I can't personally answer your question because it's all dependent on insert a name here. So what I mean by that is, I was listening to The Marketer's Podcast, I believe is the name of it, and they were talking about marketing and knowing your audience. So what I do, I have one of my podcasts is for musicians, and in my head, when I close my eyes, I see a kid. He's got strawberry blonde hair, probably some freckles. He's got a black Kiss t-shirt on. Okay? Don't know why. He's playing in a garage, and the garage is kind of green. So I have this mental picture of this kid. I tried to make this picture as detailed as I can. Now, I've got other people, not just young kids, listening to this podcast. So I've got the 22-year-old, and this kid has like a goatee. And then his buddy has the kind of the billy goat kind of beard, you know, and they're young and they're playing clubs, and you know, then I've got older people that are maybe into country music and things, but I try to get a crystal clear picture of my listener, because the answer is, of course, what makes a good podcast? It's dependent upon your listener and what do they want to hear, because if you can picture your listener and you picture what they want to hear, if you deliver the content then that they want to hear and make them want to hear more, then that, my friend, is a good podcast. Okay, so people will say, hey, go listen to my podcast, and it's on like knitting or something. I'm not into knitting. Or if it's on, let me give an example. I'm a horrible artist. Okay, I'm a big fan of stick figure theater. You know, so if you give me something on how to draw or things like that, I'm not going to be interested because it doesn't interest me. And that's the great thing about podcasting. You can have any subject, and because it's global, you're going to find an audience. There are people waiting to hear from you, okay? But if you give me a podcast about horseback riding, it's just not going to do anything for me because I have a thing about horses. Any animal that I can wear their butt for a hat kind of scares me a little bit. So horses are a little too big. They make me nervous. So I'm not going to get a lot out of that podcast. But picture in your mind your listener. Who are you talking to? Because right now I'm talking to you. Podcasting is a one-on-one communication. And so, you know, picture that person and talk to them. Because they're the people that are going to determine if this is a good podcast or not. Now, as 2006 is approaching, do you hear it? I just scared the crap out of my dog. Sorry, Blake. He's like, what's going on? As you hear 2006 approaching, you know, the thing we have to do now with podcasting is take it publicly to the next level. Now, it's blowing up all over the place, okay? Podcasting is going all over the internet, but we've got to get other people besides podcasters listening to our podcast. So, you know, here's some examples. Like, for instance, this podcast that you're listening to right now, I have a lot of teachers that are signing up at the School of Podcasting.com because they understand the power and the potential for podcasting used in education in terms of, you know, podcasting, homework assignments, or anything like that. You know, I have one person that wants to podcast every single day. They want to record it and then throw it up on the web, you know, unedited. You want to hear it? Hear it again? You know, you wish you could hear that class again. You slept through it. Here it is. Download it. So to me, I might locally want to go through the phone book, get all the addresses of the schools, find out who the principals are, and maybe send them a letter or a postcard and saying, hey, if your teachers are interested in podcasting, you know, go out to the school of podcasting.com. Now you're like, well, that's great, Dave, but my podcast isn't about podcasting. It's about, I do an independent music podcast. It's kind of a hard rock kind of thing. Well, who listens to that? Let's do the stereotype. Bikers probably listen to that kind of music. Okay. Right. So why not, you know, pull open the phone book, find out where all the Harley Davidson, you know, distributors, dealers are in your area. Either make a flyer. You can get postcards. Here's the random link for this issue. If you go to Nationwide CD, I got 1,000 postcards for $49. And 1,000 postcards is a lot of postcards. I know it's kind of duh, but it's a lot. When that showed up in my house, I was like, man, that's a lot of postcards. So, you know, you could, and the great thing about postcards in terms of marketing, even if somebody throws it away, chances are they're going to, you know, at least read it as they throw it away. Now, also, you could work a deal with a, let's say, let's stick with this scenario. You could go to a Harley dealer and say, hey, can I drop off a stack of 50 postcards and put them on your front counter? And in return, I will mention your podcast. I will mention your podcast. I'll mention your dealership in my podcast, and maybe find the biggest dealer in the area and just deal strictly with them, or go to all the dealers and say, you know, I will mention at least once during the month of January. I will mention your podcast. I will mention your dealership in the podcast. So, you know, or if you're, you know, if your show is about planning a wedding, go to dressmakers, or if you're, you know, et cetera. Who, and this goes back to, again, who is your listener? Where do they shop? So for me, my musicians podcast, I might want to go to, you know, music stores. Find a local guitar center and put some postcards or some flyers. You can make up flyers if you don't want to put up any money. Go into Microsoft Word and make up a flyer and make it so people can take your website address with them. So the key to this, to kind of wrap this up, is, you know, sit down right now with a piece of paper and write down, you know, maybe the age of your, of one of your listeners. Let's take one of them. And then, you know, what do they do for a living? Where do they shop? What kind of car do they drive? What kind of clothes do they wear? Where do they buy those clothes at? You know, get that crystal clear picture of your listener so that A, you can find and brainstorm on ways to market them to get their attention so you can let them know, hey, I've got a podcast for you. And then number two, so that as you're developing content for your podcast, you know, hey, Joe Schmo, my listener, I can see him in my head, is really going to enjoy this content. And that is what will make good podcast. So I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you downloaded it, again, you can subscribe out at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to see show notes, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.net. Little slip there, a little different angle there. And again, the only link I'm going to have is out to Nationwide CD. I am not affiliated at all with Nationwide CD. If you want to go out to Vistaprint, I am affiliated with them, and I'll actually earn a finder's fee. I'll put a link out there as well in case you don't want to order 1,000 postcards. Get things like business cards and things like that as well to promote your podcast at Vistaprint. So thanks. Any questions, feel free to, again, email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Call me at 888-563-3228. And until then, this is Dave Jackson saying, class dismissed.